Dan and I are standing now looking over Mondego Bay, about halfway down Portugal's west coast, and we're looking out at where 200 years ago this week, Sir Arthur Wellesley, the future Duke of Wellington, landed with his army. 10,000 British troops landing on Portuguese soil to mark the start of the Peninsular War, a five-year conflict that spread right across Spain and Portugal.
Of course, the Peninsular War, just a small part of the wider Napoleonic Wars that had been raging right across Europe as Napoleon Bonaparte tried to expand his empire since he'd seized power in France in 1799. He'd already defeated the Austrians and Prussians, he'd won three major victories over the Russians, and that gave him the largest European empire since the days of ancient Rome.
Spain had been allied with France since just after the French Revolution, but Portugal and Britain had stood firm against Napoleon, with the Royal Navy decisively gaining control of the seas after the Battle of Trafalgar in 1805. Portugal had a natural mountain barrier separating it from Spain, with just three main passes into the country.
In late 1807, Napoleonic forces invaded Portugal. They just missed capturing the royal family, who fled to Brazil, escorted by the British Navy. And Napoleon's general, Andros Junot, took Lisbon, where he disbanded the Portuguese army and put down any resistance by force.
In fact, Junot had run into organised Spanish and Portuguese resistance. And in June 1808, that's just 2 months before Wellesley landed right here, the Portuguese resistance had squeezed the French out of northern and central Portugal, and Junot was hemmed in Lisbon. And then he got the news that Britain had come to Portugal's help and that Wellesley was landing here.
Wellesley was a man who was taking his profession recognisably seriously.
Professor Richard Holmes, author of The Iron Duke, The Biography of Wellington.
When a young lieutenant colonel, his experiences in Flanders had persuaded him that he'd learnt what not to do, and as he said, that certainly is something. So although the fact that he was not badly off and was the younger son of an Irish peer was useful to him, he was actually quite a serious-minded general, and that was going to make a big difference. In the jargon of the day, he was a sepoy general. He'd fought successful battles in India against the Marathas. He'd got knighted for doing that. But he was a man who hadn't yet made any sort of reputation in European war. So he was landing in Portugal with the chance of making a name for himself, but with no certainties, no certainties at all.
Well, we're just standing next to a stone-built citadel that overlooks Mondego Bay. It's a classic 18th century construction designed for cannon, symmetrical shape, and it really would command the bay and the entrance to the river. And this building is actually why Wellesley came here, because it was seized by members of the Portuguese resistance. It's a bit run down, but there is a plaque above the door that does commemorate that act of resistance. No mention of the Brits, of course. And it was erected on the 26th of June 1908, so 100 years exactly after the fort was seized by the Portuguese. And Wellesley came here to try and give these Portuguese a hand.
And just looking behind you down at the sea and the huge sweep of the beach here at Mondego Bay, funnily enough, there's a fun fair right bang where perhaps Wellesley landed his men. You can see how exposed this Portuguese coast is. And when they came ashore in that first week of August 200 years ago, many horses got into real trouble. A number of men were killed as the boats were unloaded. And think of getting the cannons and the guns off. Extraordinary business.
It took about a week where Wellesley was on shore building up his vitally important logistics, getting enough mules, horses and carts to carry all the food that those men would eat. Because on the Iberian Peninsula, food was pretty scarce and armies had to carry a lot of it with them.
It was a pretty large force, as you were saying, Dan, but this is actually only the advance guard for a much bigger force that Britain is sending down to Spain. And in fact, Wellesley was warned by Castlereagh, one of his mates in the British cabinet, that two other generals, General Burrard and General Dalrymple, were coming down to be an overall commander of this force. So Castlereagh said to Wellesley, you know, you better get on with it because these other guys are coming out to be in overall control. And so he had every reason to get a move on.
And on August the 14th, him and his 14,000 men marched south towards the French.
Well, Dan and I have now come down to Vimeiro. This is 50 miles south of Figueira, nearly in Lisbon, and here it was that he stopped with his army after a week's march, and he waited for the French to come up from Lisbon to meet him. And we've got an amazing view here.